Hello, you're listening to The Following Has Been Approved. My name is Jillian.
My name's Jacqueline.
And we're here to talk about movie trailers.
What?
Hot summer movies, baby.
I wanted to go that far, but they're also not summer movies.
They're happening. It's very hot where I am, so therefore they're summer. Oh yeah, they're okay. All coming back. They're all coming out
later. Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
So yeah, we're gonna talk about 4 movie trailers. But before we do that, we'd like to get into some movie news. Get into some movies we've seen. I don't think I've seen anything. So Jacqueline, what have you seen?
I watched 2 movies on a plane recently. I watched A Simple Favor with Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick. And I watched Fighting With My Family, which is a wrestling movie, which is...
Of course.
A plane is the perfect way to watch that movie.
is Fighting With My Family, does that have Florence Pugh in it?
Maybe. I don't know who that is.
Yes. Yes. Florence Pugh is the main
girl. Oh, she's
the
main
actor. How was she?
Yeah. She was good. I liked her, actually.
She's actually, she is blowing up. She's about to blow up more, but because she's in Midsommar, she's going to be in Little Women. Like, Florence Pugh is about to be everyone's, like, go. And also, strangely enough, she's dating Zach Braff, which is gross. There's a big age difference, like 30 years.
Maybe creepy.
He's creepy. Anyways, how was the movie?
The movie was it was fun. It was a weird wrestling biopic. I really like Nick Frost and Lena Headey as her parents.
Yeah,
they were
Lena
weird.
Headey looks like she could raise like children who grow up to be like wrestling freaks.
Wrestlers.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, she's a wrestler too.
Oh my
gosh.
Oh yeah, the whole family is.
The whole family is. That's why it's yeah.
That's why they're freaking all the time.
So it was good. And it was okay. It wasn't like completely obviously true to what happened, but I thought Dwayne Johnson had some really good an extended cameo in it. Mm-hmm. And he's charming, so that was cute. And I actually, the one thing that that really surprised me is that I really liked Vince Vaughn in this movie.
Really?
As like the trainer guy. Yes. I was really surprised by that. That's kind of what
Vince Vaughn's going to age into, like the Clint Eastwood role, because they're both like crazy Republicans and they're both kind of like scraggly. Like,
yeah.
I can see him being a good like mentor, but like a tough one.
Yeah. So. So that was probably like the biggest shock of that movie for me.
All right. What about A Simple Favor?
That movie was batshit crazy.
But in a fun way, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. In a fun way. I definitely got creeped out a little bit, like watching it, which was fun. But it was just so weird. But
how was the acting? Because, like, was it just Anna Kendrick doing her shtick and Blake Lively doing her shtick and it just kind of works? Or was it, like, interesting to watch them on screen?
It was interesting to watch them on screen because they definitely had, like, it was like they were trying to build a friendship, but they were also, like, sort of flirty. And so it was, like, kind of fun to watch, like, because they were both kind of doing some weird stuff, but
they're both femme fatales, but they're both like dorky and weird. And
well,
not Blake Lively, sorry.
Yeah,
I would never
she did not come off
describe
as
her
dorky, but in this movie she was definitely weird though. But also her clothes were beautiful, her house was beautiful. She was a horrible mother though, maybe. They had like 3 o'clock martini time every day after they picked the kids up from school, and I was like,
seems
you
unsafe,
do.
But you know what? You do you, Blake Lively, whatever you want.
Exactly. So, I'm glad I didn't spend money to watch that movie. But it was definitely fun.
And as I said, I haven't watched any new movies, but we do have some movie news. I'll start with mine because it's kind of lame, but it's happening. Looks like the One Direction boy, Harry Styles, is in pretty serious talks to be Prince Eric in the Little Mermaid movie.
That's horrible, because Prince Eric carries the movie for a big part of it.
It's uninspiring is what it is. I'm like, oh.
Right. Especially when you have an Ariel, like the actress playing Ariel, Haley, who's so, like, she acts, she sings, like, then you get, like, this boring person to go against her? I don't know.
Like, I guess he can sing, but I actually looked up some videos of her to see if she could sing, and she definitely can. And I feel like Harry Styles can just like be. And even people who are like, but he was in Dunkirk. I'm like, he didn't have to do anything in Dunkirk. Like,
yeah.
The Dunkirk was about setting and like momentum. It wasn't about Harry Styles. Jeez.
And it's not like he was the lead person in that.
Well, there was no lead. The lead was Dunkirk. Jeez. Oh,
I didn't see it. I don't know.
Great movie. But yeah, he's nothing in it.
I mean, but Prince Eric doesn't even sing, so you don't need a singer. Unless they're putting a song in for him, in which case...
You know there is, like, Beyonce just came out with a really boring, like, Disney song called Spirit. It's so uninspired. Like, it's just like Disney's like, we gotta cram more songs in so we get more money. But yes, he will definitely... They might make Kiss the Girl a fucking duet at this point, which is really upsetting.
No, because honestly, Sebastian has to be, like, the best singer of, like, everyone. Almost.
That will be the trickiest role. That's a good point. Like, people forget about that because, you know, he's a crab, but he
has two of the biggest songs in the movie.
Carries the whole movie, yeah. Some more interesting, less depressing movie news.
Paul McCartney is adapting It's a Wonderful Life into a musical.
That honestly fits, and I love it.
So, but there is actually already a musical version of It's a Wonderful Life that's been staged.
Did Ringo write it?
So this will be interesting. No.
That way no one cared?
No. I don't know who wrote it. But this will be different?
I think it's going to be great. Paul McCartney is so good at sentimentality and also amazing songs, which is that movie, so.
Yeah, he is, but also, I don't know. I like my original. But I agree. For it to become bigger, I think it, like, to give it new life would be awesome.
I'd say I'd rather this than, like, a straight remake, which would be...
Yeah.
I agree. It wouldn't get made in this day and age because I love
it's too long.
It's too long. It's straight up boring. I think kids now like don't have the attention span. Like it's not boring, but it's like it's a
it's
lot.
Long.
Like, we learn about a lot of people's potential future, like the bartender, the druggist. Like we learn about them all.
Yeah. So and, you're right. Without a musical, it wouldn't
get made.
It doesn't need a remake, but exactly. If it's going to, it should be something different.
Exactly. Like, should there be a remake? Nah, but I guess Paul McCartney, he can do what he wants, baby.
Yep.
All right, what else do we have?
That's all I remember.
Good. I don't think so. I think there was one other thing, but we're both like, ooh, that's boring. So let's save it for never.
Okay, I like it.
And let's just jump into these trailers with one that neither of us have seen.
Yay!
This is The King's Man. The punctuation's different. You can't hear it, my voice. But it's a prequel to The Kingsman.
Is it?
Yeah. So this is World
From
War something.
Time, our people robbed, lied, and killed. Until one day... We found ourselves noblemen.
But also Rasputins here, maybe?
But that nobility never came from chivalry.
Ray Fiennes?
Yeah.
It came from being tough and ruthless.
Ooh, there's a lot of shooting.
A lot of trench warfare. So I'm guessing, you know, World War I.
Yeah.
There's SARS, there's rings.
Is not found running off to war. Real power lies in
sexy, shirtless knife fights.
Who it is you're truly fighting.
And hidden doors.
And how they can be defeated.
Explosions. Bombs.
Yeah. Swords?
Ah.
I know you want to fight, but there are other ways of doing your duty. Come on.
See, they go to that famous shop where they all get their cool, like, outfits. Yeah, so that's a prequel to The Kingsman.
Oh, I did not get that.
Which is, I've never actually sat through the whole Kingsman movie. Like, I get what people, I know what people like it, the church scene, whatever, but every time I've been around it, I've been on a plane and I've never been able to finish it.
I watched it like on regular TV once with like the commercials and stuff, so I'm sure I, you know, missed part of it, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, like people liked Samuel L. Jackson a lot.
He was great.
Watch the second Kingsman called The American Mans.
No, I did not.
It wasn't called that, but it was about the U.S. like version of that. And I think this prequel is like, let's forget that there's even a U.S. branch and focus on how the Kingsmen became the Kings, apostrophe S, man. It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I won't see it.
I probably won't.
I do love me some Ralph Fiennes. Like, he's great. He's the best.
He's such a good actor. Like, if you're going to get someone to start that The Kingsman service.
Honestly, I assumed he started it. Yeah, I assumed he started it. Yeah. Like, it was in the back of my mind the whole time.
Yeah, he definitely was the mentor to Colin Firth, right? Like, that's how that worked.
For sure. They're best friends.
Oh, I hope that's real.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of best friends, maybe this movie has new ones. This is Top Gun.
30 plus years of service.
Maverick.
The movie no one wanted.
Combat medals, citations. Only man to shoot down 3 enemy planes in the last 40 years.
So, Tom Cruise is driving fast in a plane.
You can't get a promotion, you won't retire. Despite your best efforts, you refuse to die.
It's a good line.
But he's really bad at crawling up the corporate ladder, apparently. Is a good line, but like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, basically.
You should be at least a 2-star admiral by now. Yet here you are. Captain.
Ed Harris is upset.
What is that?
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
I love Ed Harris, though. So.
Tom Cruise looks like Tom Cruise because he hasn't aged crazy new. He's flying a plane. His name is Maverick. They're over the water. I'm just describing what I'm seeing.
Is he not Ethan, what's his face in this movie?
Ethan Hawke? Wait, no.
No, you know.
Mission Impossible Man?
This basically looks like a Mission Impossible movie in the air.
Yeah. John Hamm's here though, that's cool. Shirtless volleyball. Jennifer Connelly, they're singing.
Flashback to the first movie.
Sure.
That's what it looked like anyway.
They're flying. They're a group. They're friends. I don't know who the enemy is here.
Themselves.
Is there an enemy? Oh, it's themselves.
No, I don't know.
Mountains.
Where's he going?
The end is inevitable, Maverick. Your kind is headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir. But not today.
What do we say to the god of death? Sorry.
Different show.
I know. That one was more enjoyable. This looks so stupid.
Okay, here's where I come out. My truth. I've never actually seen Top Gun.
It's an okay movie. I mean,
Thank you. I've just never felt like the need. I get it. Goose dies. Gay volleyball. Take my breath away. Space. Like, I don't know.
The best part is when Goose sings in the bar on the piano, which is the flashback you saw.
Oh, that looks the most fun part, too. I thought it was part of this movie. Again, I've never seen it. That does look like fun. You know, Goose's son is in this movie.
Of course,
Miles Teller. How do you feel about that, Jacqueline?
Oh, really?
You're not happy.
Anthony Edwards' son is Miles Teller?
Yeah, it doesn't add up in my mind either.
No. But his mom is Meg Ryan, so I guess maybe it's possible.
Wait, so in the movie, what is? I know Goose dies and he's a Maverick, but like, what is the point?
So Maverick is Tom Cruise's flying nickname.
I know Tom Cruise is Maverick, and I know Anthony Edwards is Goose, and Goose dies. But is that the point of the movie? Like, what is it? Who's the bad guy? Nature.
So Goose and Maverick are like partners,
right?
When they fly. So it's like
their love partners.
Maybe. That too. But also in the plane. And so like it's a big blow. Iceman, played by what's his face? Val Kilmer.
Yeah, but he's bad, but like is in bad. A respectful way.
But then they have to like go and like fight people. I don't remember who though.
Who? And who would it be now? Like were they gonna fight a drone? Like a drone in Iran? I don't wanna see this.
I don't know. They were in ice. That's not Iran.
They're going to Russia. I don't want to see this. This is going to start a war. This movie looks dumb, and I stand by my decision to never have seen the first one, and I don't want to see this one either.
I do not want to see this.
Danger Zone, though. Yeah, Danger Zone for life.
Everyone loves that song. Who doesn't love a good Kenny Loggins anthem?
I love the song. I associate it with a movie. I just don't know why. Is that when Goose dies?
No.
Oh, is that when they are playing volleyball?
I think so. Oh, or it's the beginning of the movie. It's one of them. Oh. Also, another Kenny Loggins song where the movie didn't live up to the song, Footloose. But that's another story.
Whoa. That's a different... Oh, also, I've never seen Footloose. I've only seen the remake.
Oh, no. Who admits that?
I get it. John Lithgow, bad guy. Kevin Bacon loves dancing. Warehouse, sweaty, dancing. Boom. I figured out the movie.
Honestly, the musical is much better than the movie, but that's, again,
I have
story.
Heard that, and I've listened to the soundtrack, and I agree. We've gone off topic.
This is how much we do not like Top Gun.
Yeah. Speaking of Footloose, these ladies are loose.
Ankle hook, knee hook. Come here, you can do the carousel.
So they're stripping, they're dancing.
And rap.
They're hustlers.
J-Lo is training someone on using the pole.
-40% is 160.
That sounds like a horrible deal.
Yeah.
Constance Wu agrees with me.
Take care of my grandma. Maybe go shopping every once in a while.
Constance Wu realizes that strippers get the short end of the stick.
I was close. Shake a little ass. You get a little bag. These Wall Street guys. You see what they did to this country? They stole from everybody. Hardworking people lost everything. And not one of these douchebags went to jail.
The game is rigged, and it does not reward people who play by the rules.
This movie's going to do really well.
I think so.
Because we love Jennifer Lopez, and we hate rich white guys.
These are my coworkers.
Jobs, please.
What if somebody calls the cops?
And says what?
I spent $5,000 at a strip club. Send help.
Damn. So they get businessmen drunk and steal their credit cards?
Family with money.
You know it.
And when would you say that things got out of control?
And Julia Stiles is the cop or psychiatrist.
She's some kind of DA.
Lawyer, okay.
Constance Wu's dropping people off at the hospital and feeling no remorse. It looks like fun. Also, they all look amazing.
Three more times. Guess he must have liked it.
Oh man, J-Lo walking with that fur coat.
Lizzo's in this too. Cardi B.
We didn't do anything wrong. You know, Tony wouldn't let this happen. I'm gonna text him.
Who gave her phone back?
She's in an interrogation room. I know for a fact that J-Lo does not like eat sugar or drink, and she has made me realize, I know she also probably has some plastic surgery here and there, but she looks amazing.
She does. Like, if she has had plastic surgery, she looks completely natural.
I was going to say, it's just the right amount. Anyway, she looks great. This is amazing. And we forgot to mention, this is based on a true story.
Yes. Strippers getting real.
Yeah, strippers basically stealing money. Cardi B, we didn't see in that, but her music was in the background, and Cardi B actually did this in real life, and
did
I love
what
her.
In real life?
So stripped? What she would do, well, she stripped, but she also admitted, and people said, like, oh, she date raped people. She didn't. What she said is what she did, like, she would do a bunch of drugs with, like, clients, like, they'd be hanging out, and they would fall asleep, like, before sex, and she would just take money and leave.
Oh.
I know that could seem bad, but also, like, I don't know. She's a sex worker. This is what she's got to do. I love Cardi B. I love this movie, and I'm very into it.
I'm excited for this movie. I think it's going to be really good.
Cast is amazing. Yeah, like you mentioned, Lily Reinhart's in it. Also, Kiki Palmer. It's mainly Constance Wu, Jennifer Lopez, like, kind of thing. I swear to God, I saw Jason Sudeikis' face in that, which makes sense because he's got, like, a big, like, asshole Wall Street face.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
No, it could just be another guy. John Glazer's in it. That's great. Anyways, I'm into it. I think it'll make a bazillion dollars.
Probably. It should make a lot of money.
But as much as I love that movie, I hope this next movie makes more money. This is Cats. So Jennifer Hudson, a.k.a. Grisabella, is singing. There's cats. They're sexy, but they're also not sexy.
Real weird.
Describe these cats for the listeners.
They are...
I haven't seen you before, have I?
People with, like, cat-painted bodies.
And they're also, like, wearing coats, like the traditional one, but different.
But it's basically, like, their face is superimposed.
Imagine Uncanny Valley times a million. Oh my god, they're terrifying.
This is so... I don't like this.
This is scarier than the It trailer. Rum Tum Tugger. He's sexy. It's Jason Derulo for some reason. Unfortunately, James Corden is in this. Judi Dench has been tricked into this as well. I cannot wait!
Idris Elba. Is he magical, Mr. Mustafanis?
No, he's McCavity. Duh.
That's
a bad one. Ian McKellen is a theater cat. Taylor Swift is a sexy cat. Rebel Wilson is the
sexy
Rebel
cat.
Wilson cat. Ah, oh, she got her hand trapped in a mice catcher because she's a mouse. I mean, a cat. Look, if Jennifer Hudson wins an Oscar for this again, like, that will be, well, that's my year made, I guess.
No. No.
One, this is a great song. Two, is a dumb role.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is not, of all the musicals,
she's the saddest cat. She's the saddest cat.
I know, because she's old and she dies.
No, she gets reborn, whatever that is.
Are you going to try for a different life?
Jacqueline, are you going to try for a different life where you love this trailer as much as me?
No, this looks so fucking creepy. I don't know, their faces don't look real. It's very weird.
Okay, so we didn't explain it right because it's inexplainable. Like, imagine, remember many years ago, Avatar. Remember a Navi's blue body, but now it's a cat. And instead of a fake CGI face, it's clearly Judi Dench's face. But remember, the Avatar body is still there. That's cats. Yeah.
That's basically what it is. It's a superimposed body, but your face is still there. It's
like when... maybe you're into these cats, like Jason Derulo's Rum Tum Tugger. Like, maybe he's a sexy cat. Who knows?
No, that's not a thing.
Yes, no. Rum Tum Tugger is obviously the sexiest cat.
No. Also, when I was a kid growing up, when we would see the trailer for Cats, the Broadway musical, they would play the Mr. Mustafanis song, and that is a much more upbeat song in a show of not many upbeat songs.
But this isn't an upbeat show.
Like, it's not.
This is about a ball
not.
Where they choose the saddest cat to die. Like, come on. Memories is the best song. It's a great song. Try belting it when you're home by yourself. Like, And also, Jennifer, come on. If Jennifer Hudson won because she was able to make people cry even though she looks in-fucking-sane, that's amazing.
You can defend this trailer and movie all you want. I still think it's fucking ridiculous and should never have been made.
Tom Hooper, I salute you. You are a pioneer and...
No. You are making my nightmares come true.
Oh, yeah.
This is just basically people's faces on cat bodies, and I'm not okay with it.
But, yeah, they're not... exclaim this as much. Like, they're not cat bodies. They're computer cat bodies, and they don't look like cats, and they all have boobs and maybe penises. I don't know.
Okay. I can explain it. You know that Elf Yourself app that comes out every year for Christmas? It's that, but cats.
But scarier.
Yes, much scarier.
Well, doesn't matter. That's the one I want to see first and fucking foremost. Then it will be Hustlers. Then it will be The Kingsman, probably. Like, it seemed like a really good movie to watch on a plane. And then I don't think I'll see Top Gun, but I'll do what I've done the past 10 years. I'll say that I've seen Top Gun, and I won't see it.
I don't think you need to say that you've seen this Top Gun. My ranking is Hustlers, then The Kingsman.
Jacqueline, don't. Don't put cats last.
I'm going to. The last two just look so bad. I'm going to go Top Gun and then cats.
No.
Yes.
Yes. We're totally opposite, and one of us is clearly wrong.
You. Hustlers first is the right answer. Come on.
Look, Mr. Mustafanis and old Deuteronomy, they'll be the deciders of that, and I predict that Cats will be the number one movie in the box office for the next 6 months when it comes out.
Oh God, if it stays in theaters for 6 months, God help us all.
People are gonna. It's gonna be the next cult classic. Remember Labyrinth? This will be the new Labyrinth because
cult classic. That's not gonna make a lot of money.
It will in sales and cat outfits that I'm gonna buy for Halloween. So.
Oh no! Yeah. Oh my God, people. Oh God. I, you know what I'm really afraid for is the Snapchat filter for when this movie comes out.
It will haunt my dreams. Okay, Jacqueline, before we go, give yourself your cat's name. It has to be just a made-up, nonsensical name, a la Kimmy Schmidt style.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. Christella.
Christella, that's good.
Christella.
I'm going to go with Napgrenable. There was a napkin near me. That's how cats are made. You see something near you, and you make a name of it.
Sounds about right for all the cats I know.
So if you want to tweet us your cat name, you can. At We Approve It.
Or you can send us an email at thefollowinghasbeenapproved@gmail.com or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/thefollowinghasbeenapproved.
We're also on SoundCloud, iTunes, CinemaGeekly, Instagram, and Tumblr. Just type in We Approve It, and you can find us.
Yes, you will.
Bye.